Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show. Welcome to another edition of Community Matters. This week, I'm very excited to talk to you about Step VA, which is an organization based in Fredericksburg. We are joined by President and co-founder Jan Monroe, and also she's brought some friends with her to the interview who are participants in the Step VA program. So Jan and friends, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. Could you start off, Jan, just by telling us a little bit about Step VA, maybe even just what you do and how you got started?
Step VA is a 501c3 nonprofit that services children and adults with special needs. Our mission is to empower people with special needs through artistic expression and sensory exploration. And we've been in existence since 2013, and it was kind of an interesting start. I happened to be in a local theater group in a musical with kids and adults and my children and my colleagues' children. And we had a little girl there who had a really hard time being on stage. She couldn't stay with the other kids. She had a really hard time listening and being safe and following directions. And we quickly realized that this little girl had probably had autism. And so we gave her a bear with fishing lures in it to kind of weigh her down. It was something she could hold that was a prop that made her feel comfortable and kept her on stage and wanting to engage a little more. So the concept of Step VA was born because we knew we had to adapt the environment. So that's what Step VA does. We look at people with special needs where they are, and we adapt the environment, we adapt the activities that they do, because we want everybody to enjoy theater arts.
And now I understand that you've brought some friends to join us today. Would you like to introduce who you have with you?
I sure would. I'd like to introduce them, and maybe they can say a little bit about themselves. So the first one I'll introduce is Adeline. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Tell us what you like to do.
I'm really good at painting, and I do a lot of weird stuff.
Like what?
I record videos of videos sometimes. I play with my LPS. I play with dolls. I play my iPad a lot.
Very cool. And then we have Bridget.
Hi. I'm Bridget, and I've been doing Step VA for several years. I actually started in 2015, and when I saw it, it was awesome. And I saw a lot of people who I saw from therapy, and Ms. Jan actually started working there at the therapy that I saw, and I met her there, and she was like, very sweet. And I met her when I was like 9 years old, and she was very caring, and she was a speech therapist, and she wasn't my speech therapist, but it was just amazing.
And then we also have Hannah.
Hello.
You want to tell us a little bit about yourself, Hannah?
Well, my name is Hannah, obviously. I actually can't remember when I started Step VA. I know it was when I was really young, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And I've just made so many friends, and it's just really fun because I love acting and I love music, and Step VA just has all of that. And it's just really fun to be creative and stuff.
I would agree with that.
Well, I'm very excited to be able to talk to all of you. And in fact, I'd even love it. Would you guys be willing to tell me just one awesome memory that you have of being a part of Step VA, maybe something fun or something exciting? And Adeline, if it's okay, I'd love to start with you.
I like when we get to have our breaks, our lunch breaks. That's pretty fun. And we play games. It's pretty cool.
Bridget, what about you? Do you have a fun memory or an experience that you can talk about being in with Step VA?
Yeah, what I really like is having snacks with my friends and teachers, and spending time with all my amazing friends and talking about how my day was going and experiment how camp is.
Awesome. Thank you, Bridget. Hannah, do you have a memory or an experience that you'd like to share from being in Step VA?
Well, I think this is every year this happens, if not every year, like the majority of the years I've been at Stephie A. The music teacher there, Miss Sarah, every year I'd always go up to her and I'd be like, hey, can I perform a little something before the play starts? Like, we have a play, like, every time I've been there in the summer, before we do the play, I, like, perform something, like, I sing.
That's awesome, Hannah. That sounds very exciting.
It is.
Cool. And then, Jan, I'd love to ask you, what are some of the things that Step VA does in the community? Like these performances that they're doing, are they putting these on for the community or how can the community see what Step VA is doing?
Well, our summer is our biggest activity. So what they're referring to is our summer session where teenagers and children ages 6 to 22 get to go to summer camp. It's a half day summer session where they get music, art, theater, and dance classes. They're divided up into smaller groups and work on a script all week long. And on Friday, they're referring to the performance. The performances are free and open to the public. And we usually have quite a big crowd that wants to see what all these guys are doing. So before the performance, what Hannah's referring to is the showcase. So anybody that wants to showcase a song or a dance or tell a joke individually or in a small group gets to do that as well. So the kids just get an opportunity to express themselves. And if they choose not to be in front of the stage doing it that way, they can participate in any other way. But the community is more than welcome to participate and come to the performances or any of our community-based activities.
And can I ask you girls, how do you like performing in front of an audience? Is it scary or is it exciting?
I think it's fun.
Yeah? No stage fright?
Nope.
You're very brave. You're very brave. Bridget, what about you?
I'm very nervous and I'm very excited too.
That's cool. And Hannah, do you find it exciting or do you get nervous?
It's really fun. Sometimes, like, I get nervous. I feel like I would be way more nervous if it was actually professional, like, totally, like, real theater or even, like, maybe a movie or something. If it was like that, I'd be way more nervous about, like, lines. But it's just really fun. And in the little plays, I don't have that many lines, but it's still fun. And I remember my lines, so.
That's really good. Now, I'm curious, I have to ask Miss Jan, are you nervous when you perform in front of people too?
Of course. I'm always nervous to speak in front of people. But I'll tell you, Megan, we have one component that nobody has mentioned. We have buddies. So every one of our participants, Hannah, Bridget, and Adeline, could have a buddy with them that kind of supports them and encourages them and kind of goes through camp together. So they're teenagers and young adults that walk these guys through camp. So once the performance is there, you know, everybody's excited. Everybody's a little nervous, but you can't help but have a good time.
That is awesome. Do you guys get different buddies every summer?
Yeah, we do.
That's neat. Do you like working with your buddies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buddies are pretty awesome. Very cool. Jan, I did want to ask then, because obviously with the pandemic then, how are performances happening right now? How can the community see what Step VA is doing? Is anything happening virtually?
Well, once COVID hit in the spring, we waited quite a while to decide with the community what's safe and what's not safe. It became very clear very fast that we couldn't meet in person. So we had a virtual summer session. It was smaller than usual, but we had a full week of camp and we had a virtual session. In fact, I don't believe Hannah and Adeline were part of it this year, but I know Bridget was. So we were able to be on screen and have our teachers connect. We had packet pickups. So all of the participants had all the supplies they needed to participate in summer camp. And then we did it virtually. Then on Friday, we did a little performance. We had a watch party where we got to see ourselves watching what we did that week. So it was a pretty cool experience for me, who's not as technically savvy as others. But it was quite a neat experience. So now we're doing summer classes or fall classes, and we're doing weekly connect groups, which all three of these young ladies are in both. And maybe they can tell you a little bit about our class and maybe our Connect groups that are going on right now.
I'd love to hear about that.
All right, Adeline, go first, and then Bridget can jump in, and then Hannah.
It's pretty fun. We get to make new friends, and we get to make these characters that are called mini-me's, and they're like us.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's our SAS class. So we're doing SAS class. That doesn't mean the teenagers go home and be sassy to their families. That means self-advocacy and social skills class. So we're doing it virtually. And we're working with teenagers with special needs to work on some of those skills, which a lot of us need help with these days, whether you're a teenager or an adult. You know, a lot of us could use some support. But that's what Adeline's referring to.
That's awesome. And Bridget, would you like to talk a little bit about those weekly Connect groups? What are those like?
So the classes I do on Wednesdays are Name That Tune, and I really like that because I really like pop music, and we also play 20 questions, and they're really fun, and I just really like to play with my friends, and I just really like to talk to them, and they're very helpful.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Jan, how many people participate in these weekly Connect groups?
Well, we have a children's group. We have two teen groups because the first one was getting so large and we needed a second one. And then we have an adult group. So I would say weekly we're seeing 20 to 30 people with special needs. Each age group has their own time slot to log in. And I have young adult volunteers from different colleges that connect with us that get to support the kids and young adults as well. So everybody gets to connect. And that's been one of the benefits of COVID, because if it weren't for if COVID hadn't happened, we wouldn't have these really cool Connect groups bringing in people from all over the state.
That really is neat. So it opens up doors that were closed to you before. I like it when we can find the opportunities in the midst of COVID. There's been a lot of things that have opened up like that.
I agree.
Very cool. What are some things that you see? Do you see any, I don't know if it's opportunities or growth things that are coming for Step VA in the future? Do you see anything coming up in 2021?
Yes, we are continuing to expand our classes. We have a young man who has written some songs, and we're looking to expand his opportunities and the entire opportunities for Step VA participants. So we continue to grow classes and respond to the needs of the community. These young individuals have so many skills and so many talents that we just want to find more opportunities to showcase them.
That's awesome. That's very exciting. Well, I've really loved learning about Step VA from all of you. And I'd love to even just get maybe one thing, just your favorite thing about being in Step VA. Adeline, would you like to start?
It's pretty cool. We always have lots of fun. I started at the beginning, I think, and I missed it 1 year. I was very upset.
Well, I'm glad that you have fun with it. Bridget, what's your favorite thing about Step VA?
My favorite thing, especially Step VA, is the open mic night. And this year, we're doing something different.
Really? What are you doing different?
We are doing a drive-in open mic night, and we're doing a hot dog stand. Well, I think it's a barbecue, and we're doing at Arbor Grove, and I cannot wait. And I'm gonna be dressed as Blair from Gossip Girl, and I just cannot wait.
I'm a big Gossip Girl fan, Bridget. That's awesome. Very cool. And Hannah, what's your favorite thing about Step VA?
Probably acting and singing are my top two, because like I just love like putting myself out there. And I'm going to either go to the open mic night, or I'll make a video and send it in. And I'm going to be dressed as Audrey from Descendants 3.
Oh, that's exciting. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Jan, for people who want to find out more about Step VA or who want to get involved or support anything that you're doing, where could they do that?
They can go to our website at www.stepva.org. They're more than welcome to follow us on Facebook. They can connect with us through our website, shoot us an email. We're always looking for community partners. The drive-in open mic night they're speaking of is going to be October 28th from 5 to 7 at Arbor Haven Weddings. And all of that information will be on our website and through Facebook. We'd love to have the community come and see what our kids and young adults do. You know, it's one thing to talk about it. It's something quite different to experience it live and in person. And if COVID is a concern, everyone can remain in their cars and don't have to get out. You can just observe what's happening. All of our individuals that will perform will have individual mic covers and come up one at a time if they choose to. There will also be community vendors there if you'd like to grab, you know, a bite to eat and hang out and watch the show. So please go to our website, connect with us. We would love to have anyone partner and just experience the joy that we get from all of our participants at STEPVA.
And just for those who are interested in getting involved as much as they can, how is STEPVA supported? Are you community supported?
We are community supported. We have been the recipient of some grants and some matching grants. And we also have a fee for service. So our classes, we do charge for our classes, but we have a scholarship program for those that cannot afford.
Perfect. Thank you. And Jan, anything else that you'd like to share about STEPVA, you or any of the girls?
Adeline, do you want to tell Miss Megan? So this year you didn't come to camp because you were traveling a little bit with mom and dad, but the year before, Miss Sarah used to come to your house. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to share a little bit about that?
I got really sick 2 years ago, and I was really bored and starting just losing my mind. And then so me and Miss Sarah, she came over to my house and we did music together, and I wrote my own song, mm-hmm. and we got to do the ukulele, which I'm actually pretty sure I remember all the chords still.
And then what did we do at the summer session performance?
We sang the song that, I don't remember if it was a song I wrote or a song I've been practicing.
So we were able to do a homebound pilot music therapy program, going into the home and supporting Adeline. We want to support all of our kids and young adults where they are. And if that means in their home, then that's what we want to try to do.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very cool. Hey, Hannah, do you want to tell Miss Megan what we do in Connect Group that you like to do specifically?
Well, we do impressions.
Yes.
You do impressions?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite one to do an impression of?
Cardi B.
I bet that is amazing.
Go ahead, Hannah, do it.
Okay. Hey, Cardi B, what's popping? You know what I say? Say,
Hannah, that's awesome.
Thanks.
So one of our favorite sayings at STEPVA, and this is my saying: expect the unexpected, because that's exactly what will happen. You never know what they'll say or do. And that's the power of the arts, because we want everyone to have the opportunity to express themselves creatively. And the arts just unleash that potential.
Yeah.
I also have the privilege to be an appointed commissioner for the Virginia Commission for the Arts, which is a state organization that is supporting just that. Arts reaching everyone, everywhere, and making it affordable. So it's very important that we support the arts in any way we can for all of us.
Amen to that. Well, Jan, thank you so much for your time. And thank you also to Adeline, Bridget, and Hannah for talking to me today. I've really enjoyed getting to know each of you, but also learning more about what STEPVA does in and with our community. And again, if you'd like to find out more about STEPVA, you can visit them right on their website. That's stepva.org. And we would love to have you connect with them. Have a great day, and hope you tune in next week to Community Matters.